Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
And good evening and welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. I hope that you are excited to be here. I know I am. The thing is that I'm feeling kind of lonely tonight because it appears that some of the people who were going to be here have forgotten all about me. But that's okay. I always have my backup. Gelman is here. Hello, Gelman.
Hello. How are you?
I can hear me.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
Guess what?
What?
Goofball was looking at the wrong clock, and she's on her way.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
You know, because we're all elves tonight, because this is the kickoff of our Christmas show.
That's right.
That's right. So we all have to have holly jolly names. And aren't you Sparkle tonight?
I am Sparkle. And I tell you what I think I'm going to name this one that I'm getting ready to put on right now. I believe that I'm going to call her Cole.
Oh, okay.
C-O-A-L, Cole. Because that's what she's getting in her stocking tonight.
Oh, no.
Yes. There will be Cole in stocking.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Well, Kate McKeever, welcome to Hummingbird Place. Thank you, Gelman.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello.
My phone was 26 minutes late. Yes, late.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Because your phone's supposed to be more accurate than anything.
That's
but
fine.
Anyway, sorry. Sorry, sorry,
all
sorry.
Right.
And I want two pieces of coal. That way I can build a fire.
Yeah, really. All right. So tonight we have with us, as everyone saw, there is no, I didn't have a, what do you call it?
Theme?
An introduction
theme?
Tonight.
Introduction.
I didn't have an introduction tonight. I don't know exactly what happened. Oh, is that it? No. And it was just the weirdest thing. Let me go down through here and see if we have an introduction in a different place, because that happened one time. I thought I had no introduction, and really I did have an introduction. But tonight I don't see an introduction, so I don't know what happened. But it doesn't matter, because Kate McKeever is with us tonight, so let's just go ahead and talk with Kate this evening. Kate, we're going to talk about A Family for Bess. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, A Family for Bess started out several years ago, and I had an idea of a woman who is in her 30s, who is from a loving, kind of boisterous family, not a large family in the sense of, you know, many, many, many kids, but a large family in the sense of, you know, four or five kids, and then they have kids and so on and so forth. And she loves her family. You know, her family is everything she's ever wanted, and she's always wanted a family, but because of some earlier medical issues, she cannot have children. And so the story kind of started around this character, which, you know, a lot of authors will tell you that they start out with a character and then things kind of bloom, and that's what happened with A Family for Bess. She had been married, and her husband divorced her because she could no longer have children, and he wanted a family. So she's dealing with a lot of hurt and a lot of loss. And, you know, by the time the story begins, she's dealt with it in her mind. You know, she's kind of dealt with the fact that she's not going to have a family. She's going to be the perennial aunt. And then a face from the past shows up in the small town, and she has, you know, kind of sets her on her ear, and she has to start rethinking things. So,
and
that's
also
kind of the setup.
Now that book takes place in a small town called Thorngrove.
Yes, Thorngrove, Virginia.
And that's a full-fledged novel, but you also have a short story that goes with that.
I do. Thorngrove, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the towns that their books are based on. Thorngrove is a small, small town between, you know, around 5,000 people, and the environs surrounding it. And it's all of the small towns that I've always fallen in love with. I came from a small town myself, and then there's all these beautiful towns, tiny little towns around where I live right now that I drive through, and I see the small, you know, towns and the small town life, and I love that whole atmosphere. So Thorngrove is becoming a character in and of itself for the series. But when several of us decided to do an anthology, a Christmas anthology, I decided to do I wanted to do something that was a small town, and I had two characters that just kind of started talking to me, and so I did The Soldier's Second Chance as part of the Christmas Wishes anthology that several of us are doing, and it's also set in Thorngrove.
So how many books do you think Thorngrove can handle?
I don't know. I mean, I have at least four, I think, that I've got stories for. I know there's the one that I'm working on right now is secondary characters that are in the first book, and I have at least three more that I know are kind of germinating in my head, because they're characters that need somebody in their lives,
right.
And so I have at least four that are kind of there inside my brain, and maybe more. like I said, Thorngrove's becoming a character in and of itself. So as the people in the community, you know, start introducing themselves to me, I don't know. We'll just see how far it goes. But at least 4 books.
We are on the couch here at Hummingbird Place with Kate McKeever. Kate, tell us about some of your other works.
I have, I've written sweet novels, and that's basically, by the way, that's what A Family for Bess is. It's a sweet novel, and The Soldier's Second Chance is also sweet. And I wrote 2 sweet novels for Avalon Books, which are now Montlake Books with Amazon. And then I wrote a paranormal romantic suspense that was published. The 2 sweet books are A Single Life and A Single File by Avalon. And then I wrote Cadence Fate, which was published by Crescent Moon Press. And then I've written several Christmas stories, and those have been published through Amazon. And let's see, is that it? I think that's it.
Well, tell us about the other Christmas stories. This is the time to be merry and happy and all that. So let's find out what else you're doing with Christmas.
The first Christmas story I wrote was Care for What You Wish For, and it's a short story that is based on a woman who wants the perfect Christmas, and she makes a wish for the perfect Christmas, and she ends up in a snow globe. And how she ends up getting out of the snow globe is the parameters of the story, and what she ends up finding out what the perfect Christmas is for her. Then the next story I did was Christmas at the Old Time Diner, and it's another small-town Christmas story. It's a story about a woman who is on the run from an abusive relationship, and she's basically snowbound at the diner that she works at, and 5 other people are snowbound with her, and they make each other's Christmas. And it's a story about several people who have some wounds that need to be healed, and that Christmas helps them to start healing those wounds.
Now, is the Christmas at the Old Time Diner, is that also a Thorngrove story?
No, it's not. It's a story that takes place in a small town in Tennessee, which I probably will start doing another small town series on, but I'm kind of in the Thorngrove, I'm kind of enamored with Thorngrove right now, so I'll probably keep up with Thorngrove first and then go to Chandler, which is the town that Christmas and the Old Time Diner was set in.
You know, everybody keeps talking about Christmas, and I just want some pumpkin pie. I mean, I didn't have pumpkin pie, you know, at Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking, I really want some pumpkin pie.
You know, now that you say that, I went to Kentucky, where my family lives, and they had pecan pie, but they did not have pumpkin pie. And I told somebody, I said, the only thing that's missing from this meal is something pumpkin. So I'm right there with you.
I love it the way everybody's talking about all this, you know, there's pumpkin spice coffee and lattes and every kind of different coffee mocha kind of thing you can think of. And I was going down the street right before Thanksgiving, and there's this this copy store. When I say copy store, it's this little store. It's not a UPS or FedEx store. I think they do it all, you know, UPS, FedEx, all of it. Uh-huh. And they do copies and some minor printing and things like that. And it said pumpkin spice copies here. And then another place on the same strip said pumpkin spice oil changes.
Oh, cool. I would love to have a pumpkin spice oil change.
You know,
that way you start up your car and your car smells like pumpkin.
Well, I wouldn't mind that one bit. I love the smell of pumpkin pie. And I have made them from scratch. But to be perfectly honest with you, I'm just as happy getting a Marie Callender's and putting it in.
I love the taste of pumpkin. I don't like the texture of pumpkin pie. But there's a dessert called pecan tassies, and it's basically a miniature pecan pie, like a bite-sized pecan pie.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make some pumpkin tassies.
Oh.
So they're they have like a bite-sized of pumpkin pie in them, so that much I can take. So I'm going to make those this Christmas. And
well,
if I have any left over, I'll let you know.
You do that. Make that part of my Christmas. I'll tell you what, the way that everybody is going this year, I don't know that those of us who live close will have any chances to get together that where everybody can make it. I mean, I know that the East Tennessee Writers Alliance is going to be, now I know I'm missing a C, the East Tennessee Creative Writers Alliance this weekend will be at the Maynardville Library. So if you want to meet a bunch of wonderful authors, that's the place to do it. It's the Maynardville Library in Maynardville, Tennessee. But I'm telling you that it's just, it's been a wild year, and I don't think it's going to calm down, and I'm not sure 2016 is going to be any better.
No, no. We just have to hold on and wish for the best.
That's exactly right. A Family for Bess and a Soldier's Second Chance by Kate McKeever. And you can find Kate McKeever at katemckeever.com, which is always a good way to find somebody. So, Kate, you have any parting words for your many, many fans?
Buy my books. Love my books.
That sounds like a really good way to say it. All right. Kate McKeever, honey, thank you so much for being on. I'm sorry you were late.
I am too.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, that was my one of my best pals in the whole world, actually, Kate McKeever. You know, I act like I don't even know her, and I can't even tell you stories about her because, you know, you can use that in a court of law, you know. So, just hang tight, and we'll be right back with Maya O'Malley, right here on The Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. Coming this week from Dark Hollows Press, it's Volume 3 of the Dark Hollow Wolfpack series by Shannon West, containing books 9 through 12, including Bloodlust, Blood of the Alphas, Heart's Blood, and Bad Wolf. Volume 3, books 9 through 12 of Shannon West's best-selling Dark Hollow Wolfpack series is available in one box set as of December 1st.
And we have with us tonight a very nice young lady who is going to talk to us about her book, Wasted Time, Maya O'Malley. Maya, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. Now, you're with Blue Tulip Publishing. I haven't heard of them. Tell us a little bit about them.
Blue Tulip Publishing is a publishing company, and they have several authors. They are based out of Idaho, the Idaho area, and, you know, they have quite a few authors that publish a variety of different genres, from contemporary romance to paranormal, and, you know, it's a great company to work with.
Well, that's great. And what are their heat levels?
There's all different, they vary, they do, from sweet to sensual to more steamy. My books tend to be on the sweet side.
Yeah, I am the same way, so I totally understand. Okay, let's just go ahead and get started. Let's talk about Wasted Time. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the setting and the hero and heroine and how they get into trouble?
Sure. Okay, so this is a contemporary romance. It was released November 24th, so this is really new, and I'm very excited about this one. We have a couple here. My hero is Declan, and he is in the Army National Guard. he meets Morgan, who's a school teacher, and they end up, you know, falling in love. And, you know, several months later, you know, after they become quite comfortable with each other, Declan gets called to 9/11 happens. And then Declan is called in to fight the war in Afghanistan. So he has to leave Morgan behind. And during his deployment, he becomes injured, and he actually loses the bottom half of his leg. And, you know, he has a lot of trauma, and he experiences a lot of depression as a result of the things he sees during the war. He makes a decision that he does not want to burden Morgan, you know, with, you know, his handicap and, you know, with all the issues he's going through. So he kind of disappears, and Morgan presumes that he is dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's quite a, that is a really black moment, but I'm assuming that that's really not toward the end of the book.
No. It's not. So, I mean, Morgan, you know, several years later, Morgan, you know, we flash forward to Morgan moving on with her life. She has a new boyfriend, and they recently become engaged. But the entire time she's with her new boyfriend, whose name is Mike, she really can't let go of Declan's ghost. And, you know, she just thinks about him a lot, and her heart really isn't ever whole again. And her fiancé knows this, but he keeps trying, you know, to win her over. And, you know, eventually, Morgan, without giving away the story, Morgan and Declan do meet up again, and I don't want to give it away, but
yeah,
we have to kind of see if, you know, if their love was meant to be.
You know, that reminds me, the other day, I was watching a rerun of Castaway,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so sad. That, I mean, you know, he's been gone for 4 years. And she has moved on with her life, and you can't blame her. I mean, he's been gone for a long time. But it's just
right.
So sad. Because
it
they're
is. That
always,
was a great movie.
Yeah, they're always going to be each other's best love.
Right.
Not
right.
necessarily first love, but best love. And,
it is, and it's a struggle. It's a struggle for Morgan. It really is, because she wants to do the right thing, and she's already, you know, promised that she would marry Mike, but then Declan comes back in the picture. And it's a real decision, you know, difficult decision for her.
Now, how long is he gone?
He's gone for several years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, that is pretty darn interesting. I think our readers are going to enjoy that one. I'll tell you what, we are here on the couch with Maya O'Malley, and we're going to be right back. Maya, just stay still for a minute. Don't jump up.
Sure.
By the way, you haven't told me how you like the way I've got the place decorated for Christmas.
Okay.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
Right.
Tired of the same old thing? Looking for something new and different in the romance industry? Then you must be looking for Loveline's Romance Easing. This is a great place to read about the latest releases and advertise at reasonable prices. It's new, different, and exciting, and you want to be a part of it. Just go to lovelinesmagazine.weebly.com to learn more.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Christmas miracles, happily ever after? Mallory King can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Kane. On sale everywhere.
From Jackie DeVera and Dark Hollows Press.
Hey, Jackie again. You remember Charlie?
A were-cougar.
That's him. He said I had to make a new ad, and he should know. That's kind of his thing. Well, that and having an amazing voice for voiceovers.
Does she dare trust an outsider with her life?
She does, or there wouldn't be a story. It's called Queen of the Hollow, and it made AllRomance.com bestseller status. I'm seriously excited about that. It's set in the Appalachian Mountains. It's short, sweet, and only 99 cents. I hope you'll pick up a copy and enjoy it as much as I have.
Queen of the Hollow.
And
by Jackie DeVera.
Charlie has.
Available from Amazon.com and wherever fine ebooks are sold.
All right, we are on the couch with Maya O'Malley, and she's going to tell us a little bit about how she is liking the way that I have Hummingbird Place decorated. What do you think?
I think it looks wonderful. I love the sparkling white lights, and I love the mug of hot cocoa that you have there and the holiday music playing in the background.
Yes. Well, I've tried to make it very Christmassy and very welcoming to all of the people that are on tonight. And tonight is the 7th, and we'll be back again next week for the 14th. But we are not going to be on the 21st, because we have so many wonderful people that we know are going to be wanting to share that week with their family, and we encourage that.
Right.
So we're not going to be here then. That's why I'm all decorated now, you know, trying to make sure everybody's comfortable. So I'm so happy that, Maya, that you have come here and that you have really enjoyed seeing what we've done with the place for the holidays. Now, before you go, I need to know, if I want to find you, where's the best place to do that?
You can look up my website. It's www.mayaomalley.com. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/Maya O'Malley. And you can find me on Twitter, and my handle is @MayaO'Malley.
Now, tell me what your favorite thing is to do. Do you like Facebook or Twitter?
I prefer Facebook. I try to go on Twitter. It's just so hard that, you know, they give you only a limited number of characters that you can use, and
no.
I find that difficult. So,
absolutely.
I mean, I think it's important, you know, to go on both, and I do, you know, I do enjoy both, but I prefer having the freedom to kind of post what you want on Facebook. And
yeah.
Also Instagram. I'm on Instagram as well at Maya O'Malley, and I'm really enjoying that as well. It's like, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, I signed up for it, and a lot of people are following me, and I think I put 2 pictures up.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I think I have like 245 followers now, and
yeah.
I always just try to remember, like, to follow everyone back, because I'm not sure, again, like, post certain pictures, and then you have these followers. But I like it, you know. It's a little bit different than Facebook, whereas, you know, you're just kind of posting, you know, more pictures.
Right.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It is interesting the way that just all this social media is wild. I'm just glad it wasn't around when I was young. Because
I know.
And let me tell you something, because I was in love with Donny Osmond, and I would have been a cyber stalker. I'm just
yeah.
being honest. I would have been a cyber stalker if social media had been around. But in the meantime, MayaO'Malley.com, @MayaO'Malley on Twitter, and Facebook.com/MayaO'Malley. She's everywhere. She loves her fans. Make sure you talk to her. Go to MayaO'Malley.com. I'm sure she's got some buy links there for these wonderful stories.
Right.
And Maya, thank you so, so much for being on tonight. We have so enjoyed having you. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We loved it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Maya O'Malley that's been here on the couch with us at Hummingbird Place. We have a few more things going on before the end of the evening, so why don't you just sit back and relax. And we're going to talk next with Mallory Kane with the news. Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression, from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have the one and only Mallory Kane with us. And Mallory has run into one of those sometimer's disease kind of things, whereas she forgot it was Monday night.
I was going to be able to cover, and now you've outed me.
I've outed
I totally was everybody. Not going to be able to cover, actually.
This has been a crazy evening.
I had a
evening.
Busy day.
Did you hear what happened to Kate McKeever?
Mm-mm.
Okay, she's supposed to be on at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Gelman, I'm starting to text Gelman, where's Kate? Where's Kate? Well, it turns out her clock was running slow. So
oh, no.
I was just here all by myself. I was very lonely.
Oh, wait. My clock was running slow, too.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I got news for you. Bebo the Wonder Hound, his ears get bigger when you lie.
Oh, no.
And he looks right now like
Bebo,
he can fly,
no.
Okay?
No.
Bebo has outed you.
Oh, dear.
Well, do you
oh,
have
dear.
Any news for us tonight?
I have zero news.
You do?
I have zero news. The biggest news I have is that on the 16th of December, there's going to be a craft sale at the O'Connor Center, because that's where I was all day working.
Well, you know, it's funny that you would pick tonight not to have any news, and the reason I say it like that is because I found a really cool article that I thought I would tell you a little bit about.
Okay.
There was this article that I found where they were talking about how there are authors who, and I'm talking, you know, some big time authors.
Mm-hmm.
And they
I'm all ears.
Okay, and they are telling agents and editors that they need to be very careful about how they're turning people down.
Oh, okay.
And I found that really different because, you know, I don't know about you, but have you ever been turned down for anything? I mean, have you ever been,
once
when
or
I say
twice.
That, I mean, have you ever been rejected? Have you ever been rejected?
I have a file of over 100 rejections from editors and agents. Over 100.
Over 100.
And I don't even know how much over 100. Because I quit counting.
Well, the funny thing is that I shared that stupid thing and I still can't find it on my Facebook page.
Oh,
but anyway,
shared it. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, it was kind of funny because, you know, they told Scholastic actually did a printing of, now this is just, I'm doing this from memory. Scholastic
okay.
did a printing of 5,000 Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Not Scholastic,
oh.
I apologize, it wasn't Scholastic.
Okay.
It was whoever publishes her in England. Did a
right,
5,000,
okay.
That was
print
her first
run.
Print run, was 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they told her, you know, it's a cute little story, but don't expect to make any money. You know, you need to get a day job. Because as everybody knows, she was on the dole or on welfare when she got it published.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and so, you know, here she is. She's on the dole, so to speak. She's, you know, she's kind of having a rough time. And they're telling her, you know, get a day job or don't quit your day job or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people know this or not, but J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter creator, lives now in Scotland in a castle.
Yeah.
We do not need to have her a telephone.
Yeah.
You know, she's
exactly.
got her own money.
She's doing okay.
She's doing
fine. No matter
fun.
What they told her. Yeah.
Exactly. And they're saying, and what some of the authors are saying is, listen, you know, you guys are pretty harsh at times. You may not want to do that because you may be turning down the next J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm. I actually have two stories. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not finish?
No, please, please.
Yeah. I actually have two stories about John Grisham. One is pretty funny, and the other is kind of insulting to romance writers, and I'll tell you both of them if we have time.
Please do.
Okay. John Grisham was the speaker at an awards dinner, and I don't think it was the I've forgotten what they're called now, but the, you know, the big awards for writers that Stephen King won a couple of years ago. But American Book Award, I guess, is what it's called. But it was a big awards dinner for writers, and this editor was doing the intro for John Grisham. And so he was talking long, and he said, I really admire John Grisham. He's a great author. I only wish that I had had a chance to look at his books. And anyway, now here he is, famous author John Grisham. So John Grisham stands up and looks at the editor and says, you did have a chance. You rejected me.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, here's the other one. I was at a conference, a writer's conference, where John Grisham spoke. He was the dinner speaker. And he stood up and talked about his career, talked about how he got started, talked about writing, and said that he cried for every tree that was cut down in the name of romance. So
yeah, I heard that. I've heard that from
that
other places.
That was pretty bad. I was there, so I can tell you that it was true. And people kind of groaned and didn't exactly boo, but a bunch of us kind of went, and enough to make a groan go through the audience when he said that.
Good.
So yeah, people should not, editors and agents should not be too harsh, and authors should watch what they say.
Well, maybe I should ban John Grisham from my show. If he ever calls me and asks to be on my show, I think I'll just say no.
Well, I'm thinking maybe you should have him on and we can confront him.
Oh, that sounds even better.
And say, so how do you feel about romance now, John? Huh?
Yeah, huh? How do you feel?
How do you like us now?
Yeah, really. So there's a lot going on in the publishing world. But actually, right now is a very calm time because a lot of the editors and agents actually take the month of December and go here and there and everywhere, and just not a lot of writing.
Buying or anything
right now. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people buying.
They kind
of
take the month. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was saying they kind of take the month of January off too. At least they're very slow in getting back to work sometimes.
Oh yeah, I mean, December and January is tough. It is.
Mm-hmm. That's
if
right.
If you're trying to get published, so what can you tell
time.
Us? Can you remember anything from the NINC conference you'd like to share with us?
Well, I had not gone through everything I wanted to say, but I'll tell you that every time I start to talk, I sound like a commercial for Novelist Inc., which I don't really mean to. But as an alternative to Romance Writers of America, it's a really good conference. It's always around the time of September or so, and lately it's in St. Petersburg in, at the Trade Winds, which is an absolutely gorgeous resort hotel. In fact, they have incorporated five separate hotels into the Tradewinds property, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
And I do want to emphasize how important Novelist Inc. is to authors by saying that among the people there for that Wednesday through Saturday conference were 8 people from Amazon.
Wow.
They had, they had KDP represented. They had Montlake represented. They had their audiobook service, their Create Space service. And I know I'm missing some others, but there were, and they were allowing people to come to roundtable discussions as well as doing one-on-one discussions with, for instance, maybe the Create Space person or the audiobook person. You could sit and talk to them about what you had and what they offered. They were very visible and very approachable at the NINC conference, which is a little unusual. It's kind of hard to get to talk to someone from Amazon one-on-one.
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely.
That was really exciting. And I talked to the audiobook representative who was telling me how an independent author can get an audiobook published through Amazon. And
now,
get professional reading and everything.
Now, let me tell you this, and if you would, I would appreciate it if you would hang on and not go anywhere. We have Miss Jessica on tonight, and she's going to do a fabulous review for us. But, Mallory, if you would hang on, I've got a little bit of news that I'd like to share, and I'd like for you to hang on with me if you don't mind.
Okay, absolutely. I'll be here.
All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to break for just a minute from chit-chatting about some news, and I would like to bring on Miss Jessica, because Miss Jessica is going to be doing a wonderful review, and I've been looking forward to it all day. Hello, Miss Jessica.
Hello. How are you today?
I am doing great. What book have you been reading?
I have been reading Don't Defy a Dirty Sexy Dom by Trista Ann Michaels.
Who is a good friend to Hummingbird Place.
Yes, yes. I received this for my birthday, actually. It was a gift, so I was really, really excited. Not from Trista, but from another friend of mine. And I was very excited to read it. It was a very, very fast read, and I give it a good solid 4.5 stars.
All right. Well, tell
us
really, a little bit.
I really like this book.
Now, I know what Trista writes, so it's like on a scale of 1 to 5 on the heat level, it's a 6, right?
Yeah. It's very, okay, you have like green peppers and then you have habaneros. This was a ghost pepper, okay? This was about as hot as you can get. And she has one of the best storylines I've read by anyone who writes in this genre. And on the subject matter of BDSM. So it was very, very good. Because in a lot of them I've noticed that it's all about the heat factor and not very much about the storyline, and she does a great, great balancing act between the both.
Okay.
And this is, it. I'm sure it could be read as a standalone, but it was actually related to another one of her books, and I can't remember which one right now, but basically the main character, the main female character, is Ashley Warren, and she is living in her small hometown running the hotel for her family that they've owned for as long as there's been a town there. And Ian enters her old high school crush, John Hertz, who is an ex Navy SEAL and is a current mercenary. And he ends up helping her because there is a dangerous man who has come to town and is trying to buy up all of the town through intimidation. And since she owns the majority of it, he has targeted her first. So things get very heated very fast between the both of them. And they struggle with their feelings and her exploring new aspects of her sexual awakening, if you will, because she's had very bland experiences before now. So it was just a very good book and a very fast read. I breezed through it in less than a day. And it's not because it's a short book. It's almost at 300 pages, 288 pages. So
wow.
It is not a short book, but it was very engaging. Even if the heat factor is not something you necessarily like, there would be a lot of skipping, but there's also a very good story there. And very engaging characters, and they're very personable. It's like you could go out on the street and meet them somewhere. You know, if ex-Navy SEALs walked around on the street randomly. But, yeah, it's a very good, very human characters. They don't feel fake at all. They feel like they are people who you go out there and, you know, can meet. So it's a very good, very well-rounded story.
Now, tell us the name and author again.
It is Don't Defy a Dirty Sexy Dom by Trista Ann Michaels.
4.5 stars.
4.5 stars, solid. I want to give it a 5, but I just can't break that threshold yet. It's like maybe 4.75.
Now, you know that Trista Ann Michaels is going to be at Romancing the Smokies.
I do, and I'm very, very excited to meet her.
Oh, you're going to love her. She's a sweet, sweet person. And you are going to be at Romancing the Smokies.
I am going to be at Romancing the Smokies. I am at JK's table, and I cannot wait to meet all the authors who are going to be there and hopefully get some more authors for our event in September that the library hosts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, because we just love seeing everyone, and, you know, it's just a fun time for everybody, and we can't wait till next time. One of my favorite things is going to the meetings with everyone.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jessica with 4.5 stars for Trista Ann Michaels. And Don't Defy a what, Dom?
Dirty Sexy Dom.
Don't Defy a Dirty Sexy Dom by Trista Ann Michaels. And that is Miss Jessica. Miss Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you have a great night, Donna.
You too, sweetheart. All right, and that is Miss Jessica. We're going to be right back after this. If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to abcmagazine.com for more information. A fair decor. It's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt. And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies. Ladies and gentlemen, Romancing the Smokies is coming along quite nicely. The tables are not full as of yet. We only have two full tables. J.K. Ensley and Tanya Kappas is totally full. And there's plenty of room, so don't forget, if you do not sign up this month, come January 1, you will be paying $50 instead of $39.99 for your ticket. So make sure that you go to romancingthesmokies.com. There's all kinds of ways that it will show you how to sign up. If you have any problems, you can always contact me at host@thehummingbirdplace.com. That's everything I was going to say tonight about Romancing the Smokies. We've got our featured authors and everybody all settled, so that's it. Now, I'm going to bring back on with me Mallory Kane. Mallory, we don't have a 7:45 slot tonight. So what I wanted, we may not go all the way to 8 o'clock, but I wanted to tell you this and just kind of get your opinion on it. I am looking at at doing some things, and I have talked about it. You know that I'm writing an inspirational right now, and
yeah.
there is a very special inspirational agent who, I mean, you have to be somebody to be with
mm-hmm.
them. Okay. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there are a lot of authors out there that are really good, and they're not they're not making a lot of money for their craft. And some people are self-publishing or going with the smaller presses, which, of course, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people are making lots of money doing that.
Right.
But
yeah.
I have decided that I want to shop this around before I self-publish it. I will self-publish it, but I'm going to shop it around first. And I thought I would go to this one place. I'm not going to mention who this is. The first thing under submissions is you must have a referral from a client or a close contact of this company.
Hmm.
The second is, now get this, the second is a brief author biography including recent speaking engagements, media appearances, social media, platform statistics, and sales histories of your books.
Wow.
And
yeah.
the rest is also with a synopsis. They want you to tell them what the sales and marketing hooks are, and comparable titles in the market, including the target audience, and of course, then they just want what you and I, being old school, would refer to as a submission package, or partial.
Yeah, I'm afraid I would flunk that.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, I'm just bringing it up because, yeah, I thought it was interesting. But see, this is what I need people to, this is the point I'm trying to make with this. And if you're an aspiring author, if you're not an aspiring author, if you're an author who has some books out there, remember that as much as you and I may hate getting on Facebook and spending a lot of time on there, people are asking. I even read somewhere that Harlequin was asking how many followers you have on your Facebook page.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I heard that. Now, whether or not it's true, I don't know. But
I've been hearing for a while that agents are asking authors to present their own marketing campaign. And so I'm not sure, you know, exactly what the agent is doing in some of those cases.
Well, and the thing about that, too, is that if somebody is going to be my agent, then what they need to do is they need to make sure that I'm in with somebody who's giving me quite the large advance.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have already done all of that, exactly.
So, anyway, I found that really interesting, especially since I had decided that I would look at them to possibly, you know, to query them to represent me. I can see that's not going to happen, but I'll tell you what it did teach me.
It did teach
me that I need to be focusing on my social media over the next few months.
Yeah. I mean, marketing these days is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, it sounds like I'm a commercial for NINC, but I went to that NINC conference and realized that I don't know anything.
Yeah.
As much as I thought I knew, I don't know anything about marketing. compared to what the people who have made it apparently essentially a part of their daily lives,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, these folks who are getting, who were talking about their first six-figure month on Amazon are talking also about, I know, are talking about writing spreadsheets and keeping up. They will try something, see if it works. They'll fill out their spreadsheet. They'll find out how the promotion did and whether it was worth it. And if it was worth it, they'll do it again. If it wasn't worth it, according to their spreadsheet, they will move on to something else. And these are young folks that have plenty of energy.
Yeah, really. They're not like us in our twilight years.
I mean, can you imagine? I cannot even imagine sitting down and doing spreadsheets on everything I do as far as marketing is concerned, from the least little thing like a Facebook boost,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the most extensive promotional packages, which I haven't availed myself of yet. But they're keeping up with all of it and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. And they're discarding the things that don't work. So it's a whole new world out there, and I'm not
Absolutely.
Sure that I understand that the agents would love to see your own marketing plan, what you've been doing so far, but, I mean, who's going to keep up with all that? Some people do. I am not.
I really don't get it. I don't think I have what it takes. I'm beginning to think that.
Well, I know I don't like it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, sweetie, it's about time for us to go.
Okay.
So
I apologize for not having actual news, but I sure have enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah. You make a good second banana there. I will start referring to you as Ed McMahon.
Okay.
So I've got Gelman
we've
from
got
one
Gelman,
show and Ed McMahon
Ed
from
McMahon.
The other show. And you know what?
I like it.
You know what's really bothering me is that there are so many people out there who probably don't even know who Ed McMahon is.
I know.
So, anyway.
But I do, and that's all that counts.
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Mallory Kane. Mallory, thank you for being on.
Thank you, Donna.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Christmas miracles? Happily ever after? Mallory Kane can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Kane. On sale everywhere. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. with every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for.
And next week, we'll have Michelle Prince, Angela Raines, and Larissa Reinhardt. That's on December 14th, reminding you we won't be here on the 21st so that everybody can have time with their family. Thank you so much for joining us on Hummingbird Place this evening. Merry Christmas and good night.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.